Well, we are joined this morning by Dr. Barry Cannon, who is Associate Professor at Maynooth University, who specialises in Latin American politics, specifically Venezuela, Peru and Central America. Dr. Cannon, you're very welcome. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Audrey. Thanks for inviting me on.
Were you shocked by the events of the weekend, or was it a case that after months of attacks on the Venezuelan boats and a blockade on oil, was this the logical conclusion of Trump's strategy in his mind?
Well, it certainly was shocking, as in, in that nobody expected it to happen just as it did when it did, especially at the beginning of the new year when, you know, we were in the post-Christmas haze, et cetera, et cetera. But it doesn't it didn't surprise me in the sense that the U.S. has a very long tradition of interventions in the Latin American region and in Venezuela. And also the U.S. has, you know, had a sanctions campaign against Venezuela since 2014, particularly since 2017 against the oil industry. And then we had more recently the attacks on the small fishing boats, which are accused of transporting drugs, and also the U.S. Intervening with oil tankers which were leaving Venezuela. So in that sense, it shows continuity in what the United States is doing, but at the same time, it was a surprise.
Barry, why do you think he ordered this level of intervention on Venezuela? Is it all about oil, or is it more about laying down a marker about U.S. dominance and power in the region?
Well, the second, I would say, the U.S. did it because the U.S. can. You know, we can see by the international reaction that there's very little sort of blowback in the United States for doing this. If you look at the reactions of the European Union, for example, and the main European Union powers, there's been no actual condemnation of the U.S. actions, despite the fact that it is clearly against international law, because it's against the principle of sovereignty upon which international law is based. And as the Antonio Guterres said, the Secretary General of the United Nations, it sets a very dangerous precedent. But, you know, nothing's going to happen to the United States. There'll be a discussion about it in the United Nations today. In the Security Council, in the U.S. will veto whatever resolution comes out against it. So in that sense, the U.S. can do this. The U.S. has always done this sort of thing in Latin America. Why they're doing it? Yes, it could be because of the oil. Of course, Venezuela's got the largest deposits of oil in the world. It is lying there largely underutilized. And the United States and this presidency in particular is obsessed with oil. So, yes, I think that's probably a very important motivation. But it's also to send a signal to the region that the United States is boss in the region, that no one can contradict it, and that if anybody does anything which contradicts what the United States wants for that region and for the United States itself, it will be punished, and will be punished severely. And already we've seen threats against Colombia, threats against Mexico, and threats against Cuba in the wake of this attack on Venezuela. And of course, there is still a live threat over Venezuela at the moment as we speak.
Well, let's talk about Venezuela specifically and what the future might hold for that country. Because when we listen to Venezuelans who are glad to see Maduro gone, they speak about freedom. They speak about political prisoners being freed. But Trump isn't talking about those things. He's talking about oil and power and narcotics.
Yes, well, I mean, I think one of the problems that the Venezuelan opposition has always had was to trust the United States and to see the United States as a partner who has its interests at heart. The United States will always have only one interest in hearts, and that is the interest of the United States. So I think the Venezuelan opposition has always been, parts of the Venezuelan opposition, particularly Maria Corina Machado, has always been very foolish in trusting the United States to the extent that it does. The U.S. will do things which are in the interest of the U.S. and only in the interest of the U.S. And that will also depend on the administration which is in power at the particular time. And what Trump is interested in, yes, is certainly oil and projecting American power so that people will fear American power.
So what does the US running Venezuela look like? What does that mean, and what does it involve?
Well, that's a very good question. No one seems to know. But at the moment, from what Trump is saying and what Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, is saying, is that basically it will it's a case of blackmail. So in other words, you do what we tell you to do. And give us your oil, stop hanging out with Cuba, stop hanging out with Russia, and stop the supposed drugs going into the United States that Venezuela supposedly is sending to the United States, or we will bomb you. That basically seems to be what the U.S. being in power of Venezuela is at the moment. So it remains to be seen how that's going to play out. What we've seen at the moment, first of all, is, as one of your speakers said there, one of the Venezuelan speakers said, we're seeing continuity.
The Maduro regime remains.
The Bolivarian regime remains for sure. And we have Delcy Rodriguez now as the interim president, but not renouncing Maduro as president. We've seen support coming from the armed forces through López Padrino, the defense minister, for Delcy Rodriguez. And we've also seen them coming out with declarations saying that Venezuela will not be a colony. On the other hand, looking at what the latest news is coming out of Venezuela, Rodriguez has also said that she is prepared to negotiate with the United States. So how all this is going to play out is an unknown into the future, but the demands that the United States are making of Venezuela, which is effectively to turn Venezuela into a colony of the United States, or at least a neo-colony, in the sense that Venezuela will only do what the U.S. tells it will do, and will hand over all its oil to the United States. That seems to me to be maximum demands that will be very difficult for Venezuela to actually comply with.
Is there a potentially volatile situation in Venezuela as well? I mean, are there groups there, drugs, cartels and the like, who would be keen to foment civil unrest?
Well, from what I've been reading about, Venezuela is not a huge drug producer nor exporter, and it certainly isn't the United States. Most of the drugs, from what I've been reading, that go from Venezuela will go to Europe and not so much the United States. It is Colombia and Peru, which are the largest drug producers in the sense of cocaine particularly, and most of the drugs go through Mexico, Central America and Mexico. So I don't think there's a lot of criminality in Venezuela, of course, but I don't think it's organized to the extent that it can challenge the state, so to speak. There's, of course, the opposition as well. But the opposition, as one of your speakers said, one of your Venezuelan speakers said, is very weak within Venezuela. A lot of them live in exile. They're very dependent on the United States. Trump, for the moment, has indeed, it was interesting to note that Maria Corina Machado was, and the opposition in general, was sidelined in all these, in the preparations for this. So there doesn't seem to be any threat coming from the opposition as well. So the main threat really is from the United States. Of course, there could be unrest, you know, but for the moment, that doesn't seem to be the case.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Barry Cannon, Associate Professor at Maynooth University. We'll be back after the break.